Yes, could think according to the power that worketh in us. 1 Corinthians 9, just say a few things. And like I say, it ain't hard for God to hear prayer and hear preaching. God knows what we need. Same all the time. You'll never change him. He changes you. That's right. You can't change his decree. You can't change what he set in motion. But you can get in line with what he set in motion and do what he says as a believer. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 9, writing to the church at Corinth, and it seems like continually Paul had a problem with this church in their in his apostleship, far as they questioned him. He said, am I not an apostle? An apostle was somebody that had seen the Lord, seen the resurrected Lord, and also, thank God, was called an apostle. He said, am I not free? He was free in Christ. Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? There he goes with that. Are not ye my work in the Lord? He's saying, you're my work in the Lord. God's Spirit has borne fruit through me preaching and doing the work amongst you. And I thank God for that. And then he goes on and says some things in this chapter here that he's talking about the gospel. And he said this, if we have sown unto you spiritual things, it is a great thing if we shall reap you your carnal things. Then he goes on and says this in verse 14, even so hath the Lord ordained they that which preach the gospel shall live with the gospel. He's talking about the gospel here. He said, in verse 16, for though I preach the gospel, have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. So he's going on here talking to them about the call, the responsibility. He got down and said he became a Jew. He unto the Jews, I became as a Jew, verse 20. Then he goes about them without the law and to the Gentiles. Paul was the apostle to the Jews and the Gentiles, even though he preached to both of them. He was mainly to the Gentiles. So, you know, he went to the Gentiles. And he said this in verse 23. It's a very important verse tonight to our heart. He said, and this I do for the gospel's sake. That's what he done it for. It was for the gospel's sake. What is the gospel, preacher? Well, the gospel is the good news of Christ. Christ is the good news. If you want to look at it like that, he's the gospel. And in fact, anywhere you take in this scripture tonight, it ought to always lead to him. And brethren, thank God, magnify him. He's the person of salvation. He is not, my friend, not something that you can do. It's something you believe. And believing in Christ, it's the faith of God. That God gives a man to believe in him. You didn't believe till he opened your eyes to believe. No man can come to him except to be drawn. It's God's business and God's work in bringing a man to this salvation of Christ. A few there be that find it, because there's few that only see it. And God has to open your eyes to it. If you've had an illumination and revelation tonight, then you're a highly blessed man. In fact, he told Simon Peter, he said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. So it's made known by God. Amen. That's the only way you'll have it. He said that I might be a partaker thereof with you. He said, I'm going to be a partaker. Everything's about the gospel's sake, and that's what it's about, the gospel's sake. And brethren, he's saying this gospel of the Lord, that's what it's all about. It's not about me, it's about the gospel. Amen. And listen, he goes into this here in verse number 24, and he says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? Now he's talking here, amen, about a race. Now, Paul used a lot of Olympic games language. Thank God when he wrote, because he was apparently involved, amen, in some of that. I'm not saying as a participant, but in that day, the Olympics, amen, or the Olympic Games were a big thing. That's why he used run, beating the air, and all these terminologies that Paul used, because it was, amen, thank God, in that day. And it gets to you can understand this. He gets down to the truth, and he gives this, thank God, relation, running a race. And he said this and this. yes, I do. And he said, know you not that which run in a race, run all but one. I receive the prize. And then he said, run that you may obtain. The purpose of running is to obtain. That's what he's saying. He said, they run to obtain. We're running to obtain. Thank God tonight. And he said this in verse 25, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. And so what he's saying here is that to be a runner, thank God, you've got to be under control. Amen. You got to have the control. You got to be disciplined. Amen. If you're going to be a true runner, you know this. You just don't get in a race. You got to, thank God, train for a race. You just don't decide to do something. Amen. He was called to do that. But he trained himself. Amen. Thank God, in the race, or the runner does. He trains for that race. Paul's saying here, thank God, he said, but now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. So he's saying here that we obtain these things. Thank God, we run to gain that crown. He said, but they do it for a corruptible crown. And that's a perishable crown. It's not a forever crown. Amen. Like we're running for a crown, thank God. Amen. That's forever. The prize. He mentioned the prize. He even said in the book of Philippians, thank God, we reach forth other than things that are before, for we press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, that we've been called into this. We're to strive for that. Amen. We're to strive for this. Thank God, this mastery, or this, amen, to be made like him. And that was what it'd be about, because he's our example tonight. And when I know this, Brother Danny, I know he's my example. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews, and I believe me and Brother Joe talked a little bit about today, that Paul was, amen, the writer of that. And he said this, wherefore we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us run with patience the race that's set before us. Amen. And listen, thank God, there is a race before us tonight. I'm not competing with nobody in this church. I'm not in competition. It's my lane, Brother Jonathan. It's the lane, amen, that I'm in. I'm going to run my lane. You can't run somebody else's race. I can't run yours, and you can't run mine. Amen. But I can, thank God, run the one God told me to run. Amen. I know, listen, thank God, the only way I'm going to keep in this race is looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for who the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, sat down right hand throne of God. He finished his course. In fact, he done that, thank God, when he cried, "It's finished," on Calvary. And third day he rose again. Thank God, 10 days later, he sent him back up to heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. Amen. And he's coming again. But the race, he's not coming to do nothing else. He's already done everything. Thank God, people's looking for that. Friend, he ain't going to do it. Listen, he's already died once. He died once for sin. We have no other way to him, the Father, tonight, but through him. Everything he done satisfied God. When he died, thank God, he died for sin once. And brethren, it's already been done tonight. He had laid on him the iniquity of us all. We've got assurance tonight. Thank God that God committed his love toward us. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And I know tonight, thank God, boys and girls, amen, if you're lost tonight, I just want to tell you, it's believing in him. That's where you get in, thank God, believing in him. Amen. Not you don't have to go, amen, through all the, my friend, thank God, the torment of mind. It's the simplicity of faith in Christ. Amen. When he opens your eyes, that saves you. You see, a lot of people tonight think they have to do something, but you can't do nothing. He finished it. Amen. You can't add to it or take away from it. It's him tonight alone, friend. And listen, he finished the race. He come to do, he said, what did he say? I come to do thy will, O God. That was his purpose of being here. But by doing the will of God, thank God he saved us. Amen. By obedience, he obeyed the Lord. Father, amen. He said, he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, friend. And by the death of the cross, we have life tonight. Amen. He had to die that I can live. And he rose, thank God, that I can live. Amen. The resurrection, thank God. Amen. Resurrected out of the grave the third day. Amen. Listen, thank God, he done what he came to do. Amen. And when you get a hold of that, thank God, you can believe it. Amen. Brother Shank said tonight, that evidence. What evidence do you have tonight? He said, faith is the evidence of things hoped for, Amen. But listen, thank God I got the evidence of me. It's a testimony of Christ. I've got the testimonies confirmed in me. And brethren, that's the evidence. And our evidence is something, amen, that's got, it's there, friend. You got it. You know it. Amen. Listen, you couldn't go to a court of law without evidence on something. And brethren, listen, that's the testimony, friend. Amen. Listen, I never seen him, but I got evidence he's alive. Amen. You say, how you know that? By the Holy Ghost. Amen. That witnessed to my heart. And by the word he gave us. Thank God that cannot lie. And I've got the witness tonight. I got the evidence tonight. Amen. The evidence is in me. Amen. The treasure's in me. Thank God you got it tonight. If you got it, you got evidence in you tonight. Amen. Thank God, buddy. I'm telling you, listen. I want to say this, and I don't understand a lot of things. I'll be the first to tell you, there's a lot of things. Listen, I used to think I knew a lot about the scripture when I started in this thing, but now I don't think I know a whole lot. You say, why? Because this thing, you seek it out, brother. You find some things in this Bible. Amen. And God had to reveal these things to you. This ain't what you hear from somebody. It's what God shows you when you're reading it yourself or you hearing the preached word and the Holy Ghost turns a light on in your soul. Billy Mitchell preached here and he preached some things I had never heard. And I listened to it and I opened my heart to it and I said, God, I don't know about that. And he said, well, just listen. Amen. And brother, I listened and thank God it was a week later I was out on my lawnmower and the Holy Ghost brought all that truth to me. And brother, opened my eyes to what that man was preaching about in the New Testament church, and it was a blessing. Amen. Listen, it's got to be God to reveal it, to give you that evidence of the truth. We have that tonight. We have it, friend. But I'm telling you this tonight. He made this statement, Jeremy, and you give it to me the other day. He said, now unto him that is able. I read it. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according the power that worketh in us. Amen. But where's the manifestation of that? Where is it tonight? Amen. Thank God, friend. I'm telling you, it's in his hand. Thank God, we're going to have to find out. Amen. Thank God what he wants tonight. But if I can hook up with him, thank God, and he tell me, thank God, I'm telling you this, I'll get to asking and I'll see the power. Thank God, of God Almighty. Thank God, work in and through me tonight. Thank God and see some evidence. Thank God of that verse becoming reality. Amen. A lot of times we just quote a verse, but do we ever ask ourselves, what's that verse mean to me? According to the power that worketh in us. There's people got physical issues in here tonight. I'm not a naming and a claiming, but I'm telling you this, I still believe God. Amen. What would keep me tonight apart from testifying of God in my heart as you pray tonight? Amen. For people that have needs and all of us have them. But what would keep us from the night, my friend? This saying, God, amen, you said you had the power that worketh in us. And amen, you can heal tonight. Amen, you can touch tonight. Thank God, you can turn things around tonight. Thank God. Amen. He said above us. Thank God. Above all we ask or think. He's beyond what I ask. He's beyond what I think. Amen. Listen. That's why he blesses you. Amen. Thank God. Brother, I've thought things and he done a whole lot more what my mind could contain. Thank God, I'm telling you tonight. He's still the same as he always has been. And when you get hooked in, listen. When we get hooked into his will, that will means the purpose of God. That's what it is. The purpose of God, the will of God, the way of God. When you can get hooked into that, and I mean get hooked into her, brother. Amen. Thank God you can go somewhere with that. That's right. You got to get down to seeing these things of where we at with God and what's he telling my heart. Amen. There's been times God come to me and told me. Amen. He spoke to me and said, this is going to happen. And it did happen because I know he told me. I don't make no claims unless I know he told me. But I'm telling you this. Amen. He said, I can do more than what you asking or thinking. Amen. According to what? The power that worketh in us. What is that power? The power of God. Amen. Listen, he's got a will for your life tonight. Amen. Listen, he don't always heal. He don't always heal. Not in this this epistle I'm reading out of in Ephesians. He don't always heal, but he always gives grace. He always gives grace and he'll always help you. He ain't gonna leave you standing. Amen. You might not see it right then, but he'll help you, Brother Todd. Amen. He'll help me. I know that's right. If I can get peace in my heart, no matter what I'm going through, amen, it's a blessing. Thank God for it. But I'm telling you this tonight, brethren. Thank God he'll help you tonight, and he might heal you tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, there ain't a thing wrong with asking him. Amen. He said, do more than ask and I can thank. But I'm telling you, there is a time. Amen. You remember that night we prayed over you, brother. Amen. You had that heart situation. And remember, you went back to the doctor, and he said you ain't got it no more. Amen. Listen, brother, that's just God. Amen. Listen, Samuel Van Giller sits down there tonight. Ain't God in Georgia. Amen. Was having two cancerous brain tumors. Amen. God took care of his cancer free. I'm telling you, you can do it. Amen. Listen. Amen. I'm telling you this tonight, friend. Paul knew about it, friend. Hey, God, he knew. He wrote it, brother. And I'm telling you, there's a God in heaven tonight. Amen. If you can get in line with him and hear his voice, the life that God give you, ain't God have peace about it, amen. That's right. I would to God, I'm telling you, I wish all the time everything was on a mountaintop. But if it was, I never would enjoy him unless you go through the valley to get to it. You'll never know victory till you have a battle. Amen. That's exactly right. Everything's got an opposite. Amen. You'll go through bad times and thank God for good times. Amen. That's right. Bad times make good times better. Amen. That's right. I ain't want no bad times, but that's just the flesh, friend. I'm going to have some of them. Amen. I tell you what, you wouldn't. Brother, thank God I fought them things physically, brother. Amen. I know little things is coming my way, and I want to stand against it. But God says you ain't going to stop what my will is turning your way that I might produce something in your life. That's exactly right. God has a plan. God has a will. God's the one working this. I ain't got it tonight. He does. He knows what to do for you. He knows, thank God, what you're going through. He knows the way you take. And he's going to help you tonight if you'll just believe him. Amen. You might have to go through a hardship. Brethren, we endure them hardship. We don't enjoy them, but we endure them. Endure hardship as a good soldier. And endurance just means, thank God. Amen. Hang on. Amen. I mean, just stay in there. Thank God, friend. I'm telling you tonight, friend, if you listen to me tonight, thank God, to get that crown as a runner, you're going to have to train. You're going to have to be willing to go through some things. You go back in about any person, Brother Shank, that had success in the corruptible crowd, they'll tell you the things they had to go through to get there. They just didn't wake up one day, thank God, and hold the first place trophy. It don't happen like that. Not much. Amen. But there's things you go through. And we learn these things as a Christian. We learn these things that this race is not always pleasant. We learn these things that there's opposition in this race. We learn these things. And when you learn these things, thank God it ain't as hard when it comes. It's still not easy, but it's still not as hard when it comes because you done been there. And you know, thank God that God's allowed this. Amen. And you see tonight, God's able. Amen. I'm glad he is. I believe him not. I believe God with anybody who wants to believe God. And I'll pray with you and believe God. But I'm telling this tonight, when you can hook into his will and his purpose, thank God, and know, thank God, you're in that will. Brother, I'm telling you, there's peace in the will of God. That's right. Notice this here. Notice what he said in verse 26. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. He don't run uncertainly. He ain't saying, why am I doing this? I'm doing it for the gospel's sake. Amen. Listen, I hope you don't get me wrong what I'm about to say. I love to see anybody saved. But I'm not preaching for them to be saved. I'm preaching to glorify God and him saving them. That's the reason you preach. That's the reason you do anything. That's why God does it. You can't figure that out. How can you figure that out? I preached on Moses the other morning. I thought, this man here, he tried to back out of everything God wanted him to do. Amen. God still used him in spite of it. That's the thing, brother. Amen. It ain't me tonight. I said again, it got a hold of me this week. I made this statement. I said, God wasn't looking and said, that's a good man to use. He said, that's a man, amen, that I can use because he can't do nothing. Amen. When you get there, that's when he'll use you. Ain't God, we'll look at these outward things. But brother, God looks at the heart. Amen. Listen, ain't God, they wasn't looking for David, amen, to be the next king. Ain't God, he looked at all his brothers first. And he said, he ain't the one. But I got a lad down there, a little boy, a young man. Ain't God keeping my sheep. He said, bring him up. Ain't God, a little ruddy youth. And when he came, thank God, the Holy Ghost said to Samuel, he said, anoint him. Amen. Who took his place? Who took Saul's place? That little shepherd boy. Who went and killed the giant? Oh, yeah, that little shepherd boy. Why? Because God was with him. That's why. God was with him. You can't figure that out. You ain't gonna figure it out. He'll take the foolish things and confound the wise. Amen, brother. Thank God. And who said it? Thank God. Thank God. He come after David, the Lord Jesus. He's the throne of David. Amen. That's right, brother. That's a physical throne, even up a spiritual throne. Amen. That David was the one that sat on the throne. Amen. That's what he said. Amen. He's the son of man, brother. Thank God. He come through man. Even though it was the seed of the woman that the Holy Ghost put into Mary. And she, thank God, birthed the son of God into the world. Amen. And that's the way he came. Thank God, friend. He said he despised and rejected his own people, but he still kept going, brethren. He run the race. He finished the course. Ain't God, it wasn't nobody could stop him. His face was as a flint. Ain't God, going to Calvary and dying for sin once. Glory to God, friend. That ought to keep us going. Ain't God to know he done it for us. Amen. Thank God for that. Put the energy in you. He said, so fight I not as one that beateth there. He said, I'm hitting something. I ain't just boxing there. Amen. You're starting to be shadow boxing. I ain't got no opponent. Amen. When you're fighting somebody, you ain't just hitting there, praise God. Amen. You're hitting something. That's right. That means I'm putting my energy in it. I'm, thank God, I got to go. I got to fight. Hitting the enemy. Hitting darkness. Amen. With the truth of God, the light of God, it was on that man. Amen. Nothing stopped him, brother. Amen. He kept going, brother. He was stoned, left dead in Lystra. Brother, he got up, thank God, and went back to the same place and preached. Amen. And the disciples got around him. He said, boys, go on. Thank God and preach. Amen. Buddy, that's hard today. Amen. He said, thank God over there. He said, brother, he said, any man putting his hand to the plow and looks back's not fit for the kingdom of God. What he said. Never did plow. Put his hands to it and looked back. He never did plow. He put his hands to the plow, but he never did plow. He looked back. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. Yesterday's history. That don't mean we can't look back. You can look and see the good things of God, but remember what he did. Don't have a short-term memory. They soon forgotten Israel. They soon forgot who put bread on their table, who put shoes on their feet, and their clothes didn't wear out for 40 years in the wilderness. And they had the blessings of God because he was the God of Israel. And he chose that nation of people. But I'm telling you what, I can't go back and relive it. I said this, don't live in the past, but learn from the past. Learn from mistakes. We all make them. If you didn't make them, you wouldn't know how to get out of them. Amen. Learn from them. Notice verse 27. But I keep under my body and bring it under subjection. That means submission. That means that I come under. If you're ever under, if I'm under this pew, the pews above me, I keep my body under subjection. Under it. That means that if you're going to get under, you got to get low. You can't live high. You got to get low. Anybody's used for God, they can't be high. They got to be low. I'm going to tell every Sunday school teacher and I'm going to tell every preacher, you don't know nothing unless he gives it to you. once you think you know something, you don't know nothing. And I hate to say that because I know that's rough, but it's just a God's truth. Women, men, it don't matter who it is. Once you say, buddy, I've done it before and I need a swift kick in the rear end for it. I've thought, well, I know the Bible. I'll just get up and preach something. That ain't the way it works. You preach what he tells you and you study the Bible. You can study the Bible and that might not mean what you're going to preach, but it gets you in approved to God that he'll help you preach what he's given you. There's things, he said, a workman that needed not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. God bless it. I thank God for every teacher. I thank God for the helpers. I thank God for the church. I love you. But I'm just telling you this, you never gain the monopoly on anything. You've got to keep your body. I've got to keep my body. In other words, if I'm going to run, Brother Todd, I can't drink them cherry wines that I drink. Really. They told us in high school basketball. They said, if you drink soft drinks, you're going to have a hard time running because the carbonation builds up. And I didn't drink them. I didn't when I played basketball at East Carolina. I always wanted to outrun everybody. I was pretty quick, but I had determination, and I didn't want nobody ever outrun me. You'll find out you're always going to find somebody down the road that can outrun you. Amen. However plateau you reach, you'll always find sometime down the road somebody's better than you are. But listen to me. It's not whether they're better than you. It's whether you stay with it or not. A winner isn't just somebody that wins the game. A winner's somebody that don't quit and brings their body under subjection and does all they can for the gospel's sake. It's all about the gospel's sake. It ain't about me. Thank God, it's about the gospel's sake. And when I bring my body under subjection, listen, thank God, if I don't listen, lest that by any means, when I preach to others, it's about others. It ain't about me. It ain't about my ministry. It's about him and his ministry. It's about others. That's why I don't want to be a stumbling block to you. I don't want to say nothing to you. This old fella up there at work, Jonathan, he's not a saved man. One day I told him a little old joke. It wasn't nothing dirty or nothing. It was just a joke. It kind of seemed like it offended him. That was a Friday evening. I went home and, oh man, Lord help me. I want to see this man get right with God. Monday morning, you know what I did? I went back there and I said, I sure am sorry that I offended you. Oh, he said, preacher, you didn't offend me. I said, I felt like I did and I need to make an apology. I wouldn't do nothing to hurt you. So I told him. See, if I hadn't made that right, I don't know what was in his mind. What if he would come hear me preach? Would that be in the back of his mind? I've thought that down through the years. I've probably offended some people that probably wouldn't want to hear me because I offended them. See, your mouth's on your body. Your eyes is on your body. See, the thing about it is, which I don't wear sunglasses, I don't think nothing's wrong with them. But if you wear sunglasses, nobody can see your eyes, but he can. And he knows where my eyes is. Saul eyed David from that day forward. The eye of jealousy, about it kills Saul. There's two things preachers and singers have troubles with. How do you act when David has, Saul is saying there's thousands, but David is 10,000? Do you say, thank God for David? He killed a giant and we got victory. Or do you say, that young punk, he's taking my place? I faced that when I was a young preacher. What, no intentions whatsoever. Older men got mad at me and told me I need to go to preacher school and have better manners and all that. And it wasn't nothing about that. It was just who I was. Jealousy will kill you as cruel as the grave. I can't be you and you can't be me, but I'm telling you what, everybody, and listen, I'm preaching, this is a preacher here talking. I know I'm making application to anybody, but I'm just telling you this, friend. I ain't God, buddy. I'll tell you this. Amen. It does matter, brethren. It does matter. Amen. And he said, if by any means when I preach the earth, I myself should be a castaway. In other words, the word castaway, and it's got some strong language, and it even goes down to reprobate, and that'd be rough. But it actually meant that if I offend you, then my voice is worthless to you. If I cheated you, and you a good, I believe you a good forgiver. He said, the preacher cheated me. He charged me way too much for that car he sold me. He didn't tell me it had all them problems. He knew it. And then I get up and preach. You know what's in the back of his mind, don't you? That preacher cheated me about that car. Huh? Ain't that right? That's just flesh, Brother Keith. Sure. Ain't that right?
Yep.
Old Brother Mike Newsom, I ain't preaching about tobacco, but I'm just giving you this. Brother Mike Newsom, this is what inspired this message here. It's been on me for a few weeks. And he got up there preaching and he said he's a contractor. He said he's in the house working. And he's working with Mennonite people. You know how they are, Mennonites, if most of them is pretty clean living people. I don't know how much they believe in the grace of God. But he said he's chewing tobacco. And one of them said to him, said, ain't you a preacher? He said, yes, sir. He said, well, what kind of preacher are you with that mess running out of your mouth? And he said, you know, that got to me. And he said, does all them men in your church chew like that? And he said, you know, I went back home and I thought about that. And he said, I'm a stumbling block to that man. He said, what did he do? He said, he laid it down. Said he didn't go back to it. Brother, I know we can get extreme on anything. There's a ditch on both sides of the road. There's a liberal ditch and a legal ditch. There's a ditch on both sides of the road. But I'm telling you this, there's something about that Romans 14 when he said, no matter what you do, don't be a stumbling block. This means it causes people to be tripped up. If he's weak in the faith, don't do it in front of him. He didn't say it was sin to eat the meat, Brother Keith, with idols, served idols. But he said it is wrong if you do it to a weaker brother. That's what he said. And son, I got to thinking about that, and he preached that, and I ain't heard that much message on that lately, but I'm telling you, it's true. When I preach to others, then I don't want to be a castaway. You know, there's something about that in the Christian life, that we got a race to run. We keep our eyes on Christ and we stay in our lane. And we run, thank God, to obtain what the Lord's got for us. And I'm going to tell you what it is. It's the blessings of God upon the obedience of the believer. Through his son, he obeyed. Listen, Brother Robert, I'm blessed anyway because I'm in Christ. But there's more blessings in our life because we're obedient, amen, to him. Thank God, and the blessings come like that, friend. Amen, buddy. I'm telling you this. Amen. Listen, thank God, if I really stick the book and read the book and pray and go after God, amen, there's a whole lot more blessing on me than just playing religious games. There ain't no blessing on that. You ever been in a service where the Holy Ghost come around and because old Joel Height had been thinking and living carnal and saying, God have mercy, I'd like to get in on that. Lord, please give me a piece of the cake. And buddy ought to come thank God passing out the cake. And could not get in it the way I wanted to. Why? Carnality. But I'm telling you what, son, I've been in meetings, brother, and listen, thank God, when I was hungry as I could be, Buddy, the Holy Ghost falls, son. I mean, I was right smack dab in the middle of it. I'm going to tell you what, you're going to test your spiritual temperature, my spiritual temperature, in the race you got before you, Brother Dennis. Amen. It's the glory of God. That's why you're doing it. Amen. And you got peace and freedom in your heart to do it. Thank God. An unction like you testified in tonight. Amen. That tells me, thank God. Amen. There's freedom in you. Amen. Thank God. The liberty's in you tonight. That's right, brother. And if you ain't got that liberty, amen, you can't do nothing. You got to have liberty. You just become words without the Holy Ghost. Thank God, the liberty of God. He said, well, the Spirit of the Lord, there's liberty. And there is the liberty to pray, preach, whatever God wants you to do. And that's why you can run freely. Amen. It's the gospel's sake. I want to tell y'all, it's the gospel's sake. Why would I put anything in these offering plates? God don't need a dime. God don't need a dime. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hill, and he owns the cattle that's on it. He owns the hill that's the cattle's on. He owns it all. What did God need? He's self-sufficient. He didn't need nothing before he ever made us. He's always been that way. He don't need nothing. Why's God put this and say, we got these offering plates? I don't know when they brought them into the existence, but that's what we have. They used to take the offerings up in Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets. Maybe so they could smell it. Amen. I don't know. Matthias, he had, listen. Brother Gene Matthias in his office has got 2 Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets. So that was the way they took up the first offering at the old camp meeting. Say he's coming November 16th. Brother Gene says he's going to come by. But listen, he's got these here for you to obey and give cheerfully out of your own heart to be blessed by God. That's why it ain't that God needs it. Do you think God, you think God's broke tonight? He ain't broke. Thank God he never will be. Amen. He said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't ask you anyhow. Amen. He don't have to ask for nothing. Thank God we ask him for it. It's all about the race. It's about running for God. It's about doing his will, brother. There has to be some responsibility in this thing. And thank God we've got to come up to it, brother. Amen. He gives us the power, Robert. But thank God we've got to exercise it. Isn't that right? Amen. Listen. Thank God tonight, brother. There's a race tonight. Thank God, where are we at? Well, I feel like running today. Praise God. We better run every day, whether we feel like it or not. Don't change God none. Don't change the will of God none. Thank the Lord. Do what you can while you can. Because one day you won't be able to. That's right. They said, hug your children while you can. One day you won't be able to. Amen. Hug your mom and daddy while you can. One day you won't be able to. Hug Robert Cranfield time and time again. And in my mind, I thought, one day I won't be able to on this earth. And I won't be able to preach again unless God gives me opportunity. But I want to do the best I can for him while I'm here and give myself to him. Amen. These boys is watching. You want to see the gallery tonight? Right here they are. Right here's the gallery tonight. Right here's the gallery. These boys and these other young people, they're watching us. That's the gallery. Amen. That's right. Lord, help us. I love you and thank you for coming. I appreciate you. God bless you. Let's stand tonight.